This is a wonderful day. And 2 Corinthians 4:13 says, since we all have the same spirit of faith, according to what is written, I believed and therefore I spoke. A spirit of faith. And it didn't say just I, it said we. And you're going to be very excited about what you hear and receive today.
That's good. And you know, Mom, I was thinking about all the prayer requests that we receive, and I just want to give an encouraging testimony. Recently, I was ministering at a church, and there's a gentleman there who had had problems with his knees, and for years had struggled and had all kinds of problems, lingering issues from sports injuries. And as I was preaching and ministering, the Holy Spirit started to touch his knee and started to take away the pain that he had, and also reminded him about some keys on walking, literally, in his healing. So every need that you have in your life is an opportunity for God to do miraculous things. So hop on the phone, get on the website, and I just encourage you, God has amazing things for you. And I'd like to thank our partners. Oh my goodness, partners, you help us cover the earth with the word. We couldn't do what we do without you. So thank you so much for being such a tremendous blessing. And Mom, we have an amazing guest, Dr. Sandra Kennedy. Oh my goodness. And this whole program is on healing. It's going to be phenomenal.
I have known her for many, many years. And I just see an increase all the time in the miracles. Also, Kenneth Hagin was her good friend. And so she comes with such an anointing of faith, and her book, The Simplicity of Healing. I'm telling you, everyone needs this book, because I think we can make it difficult because we don't know how to walk through our symptoms in faith. And I know God is going to increase your faith. I know God has a miracle with your name on it today. I want you to watch this program. I want you to get the book and receive.
Receiving your healing is not complicated. It's as simple as believing and speaking God's word. For your gift of $39 or more, we will send you Dr. Sandra Kennedy's book, The Simplicity of Healing. In this groundbreaking book, you'll learn how God's word is your secret to building an unshakable faith, releasing your faith through confession and declaration, activating the power of agreement. We will also send you Marilyn's Total Healing book and CD teaching set. Through this powerful book and CD set, Marilyn captures the very heart of God's desire for you, total healing in your spirit, soul, and body. She walks you through the practical and spiritual ways God can heal you, giving you the tools you need to pray for total healing in your life and the life of your loved ones. And to complete this great offer, we will include Marilyn's God's Benefit Healing Booklet. God's Word holds the key to your healing and wholeness. Learn how to release its miracle power over every area of your life. Call or click today to receive this valuable resource.
Hey, we're so glad, Pastor Sandra Kennedy, thank you so much for being on our program today.
Love having you here.
So excited.
Thank you.
So not everybody in our audience is familiar with you. So can you give us just a quick little bio, and then we'll jump right into healing. Hello. Everybody watching, I'll bet you need healing, or you know somebody who needs healing. Hello, hello. So that's what we're talking about today. But help us know who you are, and then we'll jump right into it.
All right. Pastor of church in Augusta, Georgia, Whole Life Ministries. And matter of fact, God supernaturally visited me, and he named the church Whole Life and gave me 1 Thessalonians 5:13, I think it is, 23, as the foundation of it, and said he wanted everybody to be whole, spirit, soul, and body. Mm-hmm. Gave me the details of everything. So I've been pastoring for 34 years, and I'm Southern Baptist ordained, still Southern Baptist, for the first in the nation to be that. We have a healing center there where people come literally from all over the world. And we have seen, oh, such miracles. We've seen 9, maybe 10 now, brain dead people. We go into hospitals. Hospitals call us. I don't think I've ever told you. Hospitals, we have healing teams, and hospitals, there are 5 hospitals, they call and let us go into the emergency room, the trauma units. Took us years to build that now, years to build that kind of relationship. But I'm telling you, they do. We have paramedics on the side of the road who will call and say, thus and so is happening. Will y'all get to pray? I mean, I thank God for that.
Sweet.
It took us years there. So we go into all of the hospitals, and we have seen miraculous. And when I'm talking about brain dead, I'm talking about they're fixing to pull the plug. Getting ready to pull the plug. So we teach people also not how to have healing teams. Every church in the world can have a healing team.
Absolutely.
And we teach them how to do that, because it's the healing teams that go into all these hospitals and do all these wonderful things. body parts grow, all kind of things happen.
And you tell some of these things in your book.
I do.
And that's important for you to get the book because it's called The Simplicity of Healing. Healing is a dinner bell. You know, everybody needs healing, spirit, soul, and body. So I want you to call in with your prayer request. You know, don't go into a lot of detail. But I want you to get 5 or 6 of these books. This is an easy thing to pass on to people. Maybe you have friends who don't even believe in healing. This could be a real gift to them, a real open door. So call us. Sandra, I think it's amazing that people, you know, secular people, want your team to come and pray.
That's a miracle. Absolutely.
That is awesome. Give us some steps in your book that are really important to everyone watching.
Well, first of all, is that we assure them that to fall in love with Jesus. That's the number one. As you said, you know, the greatest miracle of all is knowing Jesus, inviting Jesus into your heart. And the more you know Him and the more you know about Him, the easier it is to receive from Him.
Right.
And healing, of course, is in the atonement. It's what Jesus did for us at Calvary. It's there. And so I try to help you understand that in the book in a very simple kind of way. Mm-hmm. To accept something, we go around asking God to do something He's already done. You know, we're begging Him to heal us, and He's already done it. It's a matter of receiving what He has done. So it's ignorance. I mean, really, we're just ignorant. And I was, everybody else was, we're just ignorant of not knowing what God really has provided for us. And then it's learning to accept His goodness and to take it.
And you talk about that, and you know, you talk about falling in love with Jesus.
Yeah.
And chapter 12 specifically speaks to that. It's called Matters of the Heart. Mm-hmm. And I was scanning, reading through that last night, and I thought, I really like this because it's not just that we're after Jesus' hand, but we're after His face.
Yes.
And a lot of times we don't appreciate that it's the relationships is ground zero. In fact, I don't know if you ever watched this, but in John chapter 5, Jesus heals the guy at Bethesda. Mm-hmm. And then in John chapter 9, He heals the guy at Siloam, go wash your eyes.
Right.
But if you notice in both of those miracles, mm-hmm. Jesus circles back to him. Mm-hmm. And He tells the guy at Bethesda, stop sinning.
Yes.
He tells the guy that did the washing Siloam thing, He says, do you believe, faith? Mm-hmm. Because He's after the relationship, not just the healing. And so I encourage you, hop on the phone. Everybody watching needs healing. You need healing in your heart, healing in your body, healing in your finances, healing in, pick something. Everybody needs healing. So hop on the phone. And I like this because it's not like complicated and you have to be a rocket scientist to figure it out. This is the simplicity of healing. So get on the phone. Of course, we want to pray for you, but grab your copy. The other thing I really like about this book, at the end of it, you give some really simple summary of healing principles.
I love this.
Seriously.
Yeah.
And
summary.
Healing scriptures, too.
I know.
Hop on the phone,
it's
clearly.
So good.
You got to get this and do it in a small group, a Sunday school class, a book club, all kinds of places where you can do this together with other people and see people watch it be contagious, right? Because, I mean, that's part of the goal.
You know, and I tell people when I go out and do meetings, I tell them anybody can do this. I mean, you know, anybody, it's not, I do not believe it is a special anointing to do this. It comes with the Word itself.
Exactly.
The Word brings the anointing.
Exactly.
And I tell people, anybody can go out and tell somebody how to get healed. And this book tells you how to do it. I mean, it really does. It tells you how to do it. And anybody can. And I was, a while ago, you made a comment about how the unchurched world has fallen in love with it and call us so much. And they have fallen in love with this book. So many of them have called and doctors and folks and have given them to their patients, you know, because it's so simple. It is just absolutely so simple. The other thing I tell people is the same identical principles that are found in this book work in any area of your life.
True. It's faith.
Yeah, it's just faith.
It's faith.
It's just believing God. But the same, but we put in little principle forms, and they absolutely, if it's your marriage, it's your job, it's your business, I don't care what it is, the principles are identical. They do not change, you know. And just like you've been saying, Sarah, everybody needs healing.
Right.
Everybody needs healing somewhere, some kind of healing, some kind of something, you know. And to be able to, and we make it so complicated. We make it so comfortable. Well, I forgot to tithe, so he probably won't heal me. I forgot to do this, so he won't heal me. I've been so bad, you know, I was so awful. I was so horrible in my life. I did this and I did that, blah, 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 blah. And so we convince ourselves that we're too bad and God would not do it, which simply means there we don't even know anything about being righteous. We don't
right,
know who we are.
Right. That's what we have in Him.
Mm-hmm. We just don't know who we are.
Exactly. And we don't know the provisions that He has for
absolutely.
Us.
Absolutely.
We had a woman who called in, and she had had two abortions. Mm-hmm. And so she's married now. Mm-hmm. She lived a pretty loose life mm-hmm. in university. And so she's married, and so she couldn't get pregnant, mm-hmm. They said, because mm-hmm. of those abortions. Mm-hmm. Well, she called, mm-hmm. and she has two grown sons now, mm-hmm. because anything is possible with God.
Yes.
Anything is possible. And that's what she believed, and I just love her testimony. Mm-hmm. She also got born again when she prayed
yes.
on our program. So I think this is so good, but tell me, give me an example of one real outstanding miracle. Now, we're going to break for a few minutes, but please tell that.
Well, I love the one about the guy in the hospital. Well, his toes, he grew new toes is what he did,
wow.
and new fingers and everything in the healing center. But he was in the hospital, and when our teams went in and the hospital, and he was in a coma, getting ready to just die, go pull the plug and die, and his wife was sitting there, and the team goes in. And of course, when you talk to them, you just talk to them like they're just right there, because you're talking to their spirit man. So, and you go, and his name was John. Hello, John. How are you doing? Matter of fact, it was Velda who went. My name is Velda, and, you know, the person who heads up the healing center. And just prayed on him a few minutes and talked to him about the Lord. And of course, the wife just thought we were both, I mean, crazy, you know. But anyway, the long and short of that story is, a few weeks later, that guy was bleeding, all kind of things. The bleeding stopped instantly. But a few weeks later, he shows up at the healing center. Healing wow. center is free, doesn't cost anybody anything. It's open every single day. It's not a place where you come and stay. It's just a place where you come. It's a teaching center. And so he showed up at the, Velda was walking down the street. He drove up and he says, "Hello, Velda, I'm John," which means in his coma state. He got it.
That is awesome.
Isn't that amazing?
Oh, my goodness.
I mean, if people could just hear this, he heard her in a coma state, ready to go. He heard it. And then he said that, and he's the guy who had new toes and new fingers grow.
Hey, you say, "This is just too big for me." Is God too big for you? Is Jesus too big for you? Come on. He loves you, wants you whole, W-H-O-L-E. Call in with your prayer needs and, of course, get the book and stay right there. There's more to come.
This year, with your generous help, this ministry stepped into some of the darkest places on earth, bringing light, hope, and the power of God's Word. In Syria, Bangladesh, and Pakistan, war and devastating natural disasters threatened thousands of people who lost everything, having to flee their homes with just the clothes on their backs. With the help of our faithful partners, we were able to send aid to these desperate places, providing food, water, medical care, and safe shelter. In Bangladesh, where 99% of people have never heard the name of Jesus, we sent Bibles and held healing meetings. I preached the word to thousands of people, and the power of God brought healing, deliverance, and salvation. In Brazil, our ministry team was used by God, walking the streets, visiting schools, discipling youth, and witnessing lives changed by the power of God. In Israel, we equipped first responders with emergency medical bags and meals, strengthening their hands to save lives. Decades of my grandmother's teachings have been restored and are being released on all media platforms to reach a new generation with the same timeless truths of God's Word. But we need your help to do this. As 2025 comes to a close, please prayerfully consider sowing a gift to help us continue taking the power of God's Word to this hurting world. Call or click today to give your very best gift.
Do you know how loved you are?
The King of the universe loves you so much, and he wants to be in relationship with you. So if you've never prayed this prayer, I would invite you to pray with me. Father, I thank you right now that you are King of my heart. You are King of my life. Please come in and be in charge of my heart, be in charge of my soul, and show me how much you love me. Father, I give my heart, my mind, my choices to you, and I submit it to you. In your name we pray. Amen.
I have found sometimes healing is a process. So, Pastor Sandra, when you told about your lip, it wasn't just bang. You stood in faith.
Yeah.
Talk to us about process healing, because you help us with this.
But hold on a second, because not everybody heard about your lip on this program.
Yeah.
So
okay.
Give us a quick little, short little summary, and then do the process, because that's important. And of course, call in. You have healing needs in your life. Call in, pick up the phone. We want to pray for you. Grab your book. So quick summary and then process.
The lip was bitten off, and I lost from right here all the way over here of my top lip. They said it could not reproduce itself.
Wow.
Bottom lip could, but the top cannot. So I went home. I put pictures of myself smiling all over my house. I mean, I just plastered them everywhere, all over the house, so that I could see that. The doctor wanted me to see a book on cleft lip because I think this is very important. I would not look at those pictures.
Right.
I refused to get that in my mind. I refused. And then I just had to keep on keeping on. I just kept on talking to my lip. I never had another surgery. They told me I had to have 3 to 6 surgeries. I've never had a surgery, other than the one that I had to go in and they made it bigger. But I mean, this whole side was gone. But I kept looking at those pictures. I kept telling my lip and talking to it. In the name of Jesus, I command you, lip, to move. And as I said, it took me anywhere between 6 and 8 months for it to totally get as it is now. And but right after it happened, it moved. I spoke to it really hard. I was in a meeting and I said, you know, get out of my way. You know, I was talking about whosoever going after the whatsoever, and it moved just a tad. I just felt something happen, but it didn't. I mean, I still couldn't talk. I couldn't say anything with a puh sound to it at all. And I'm a preacher, but anyway, I just kept on, Marilyn. I kept on looking at those pictures. Every time I'd go to the doctor, he'd say, "What are you doing?" I just would go back because he'd tell me to come back. And he never did anything. He never did another thing. Interesting enough, I saw that guy the other day after about 15 years. Saw that guy. I had not seen him in those 15 years. And I was visiting someone in hospital, and he walked in the door. And he says, "My goodness, what have you had done?"
Wow.
And I said, "Nothing. Absolutely nothing." God is wonderful.
Because he thought you had a facelift.
Yes.
But you had a faith lift.
You got it. I had a faith lift. Absolutely. I just kept speaking to it and speaking to it.
Yes.
And speaking to it.
Don't give up.
I said, no.
Call us. And I think some of you have loved ones, maybe you have children, that, you know, people have diagnosed bad news. But we believe in good news. So call us for prayer. But folks, I like to feed on good news. So I'm always reading books. But I like to read books on faith. I don't need the other kind.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And I think, folks, we get into a depressed state sometimes. And we begin to just look at all the negative. And it says that Jesus carried our griefs and sorrows. Oh, he can carry my sins. But he also carried your grief and sorrow. You don't have to be depressed. This book will help you no end. But you can get 3 or 4, pass them on. It's a big deal for you.
The other thing, too, is this process, right? So you say it's 6 to 8 months.
It took me 6 to 8 months.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so a lot of times we think healing is just this like grand slam walk-off home run.
Right.
But what you're saying is it wasn't a grand slam walk, instantaneous, immediate. It was incremental.
Right. But I'd made my mind up to something. Mm. God is not a man that he should lie. And I had to make a decision, like everybody will have to. I had to decide what I thought about God. I really did. I mean, I'd been teaching healing for years, but here I was. I had to make a real decision. You know, what do I think about this? And you think you don't have to deal with those things again, but you do.
I think you do a lot.
I think you have to do it all the time.
I do too.
I think you have to do it all the time. And so, I mean, you can have faith for your lip, and then next week your knee hurt, then you got to start all over on your knee.
Right.
I mean, that's the truth. You have to build that faith
back
up. So I just made my mind up. God cannot lie. God said that by His stripes I'm healed. He said He sent His word and healed me. That's who He says He is. He says He is my healer. And I took Him as my healer, just as if I would take Him to be saved. I made no difference. And I marked it down. This is the day I take you. This is the day you are my healer. And nothing, I mean, I just, that's the way it was. And so I would not let somebody tell me that God is a liar. Mm-hmm. Now, mm-hmm. my face tried to tell me. Mm-hmm. My mirror tried to tell me. And a lot of people tried to tell me. But I just stuck to it. God is not a liar. If He's a liar, then everything I believed all my life is a lie.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And you
I wouldn't move off of it.
Mm-hmm. You have those principles at the back.
Yes.
That are so mm-hmm. good.
Yes.
And of course, you have in here, you have to be born again.
Yes.
Which is the biggest yeah. miracle of all. But these healing principles, things to know. The provision for your healing was made by Jesus at Calvary. He provided for your healing as He provided for the forgiveness of your sin. Same package, honey.
Same package. It's as easy to get healed as it is to get saved.
Mm. You bet.
One and the same.
You bet.
You remember Brother Hagin used to say that the Lord will heal you on credit. He used to make a statement. He said, the Lord will heal you on credit, meaning even if you're not born again, He'll heal you on credit, but I promise you, you'll come to Him the very minute you realize you're healing.
Yeah.
I've seen that happen many times.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. People get healed, then get saved.
Yeah, right.
Because He's a loving Father.
He's such a loving, I mean, they just get so encompassed with His love and pull Him to their heart. And Jesus is wonderful. Mm-hmm. It's just wonderful.
Totally. And the more you know Jesus, the more you love Him.
Yeah.
And the more you love Him, the more you know Him. And
yeah.
so it's just like revolving, just keep falling in. And we used to sing that song, I keep falling in love
yeah.
with you over and over
yeah.
and over.
Yeah.
And maybe you've walked away from Jesus. Maybe you've lost your first love. Maybe you've backslid and turned your back and you're disappointed. You're frustrated. Maybe you feel like you haven't been healed. God gave you a promise and you haven't seen that turn into a reality, and so you just walked away. And today's your day. Today is a day of salvation. Today's your day to make a fresh commitment with Jesus. So hop on the phone, get on the website. Not the website, get on the phone. And we want to pray with you that you would have a brand new beginning in your walk with Jesus. Because the truth of it is, yeah, you can have your body healed, finances healed, and all that. But at the core of you, it's in your soul, it's in your heart. It's Jesus walking with you every single day and knowing that reality and letting that permeate and saturate and really infiltrate every single area of your life, your body, your soul, your mind, your emotions, everything. So hop on the phone. We want to help you and walk you through recommitting your life to Jesus. And Sandra, you know, when we think about healing, there are some people that they struggle with it in their mind. Yeah. So what do you do with that?
Well, you've got to come to a decision. I mean, you take the report. You take the report from the doctor, and then you put the Bible on top of it. And, you know, this is a fact, you know, but this is truth. And you just have to make your mind up. It really comes down to a decision about what you're going to believe, because everything in our life is a choice.
Right.
Everything we do, everywhere we go, everything we do. And you have to come to how much, you know, I come back to the same thing. Jesus is not a man that He should lie. And you fall in love with Him. And when you do, and when you have all the stuff going on in your brain, then you've got to conquer it. You've got to get the Scripture. And you've got to know the Scripture. That's the reason we put the Scriptures in the back of the book.
Right.
So you wouldn't
right.
have to hunt them. But right. Get those Scriptures and then begin to talk about those Scriptures and talk about those Scriptures and talk about those until they become a reality. Faith comes by hearing and hearing the Word of the Lord. And so the more you hear that Word, if you keep on, it will conquer what you saw on that piece of paper.
It will move the mountain.
It will move that mountain.
And, you know, it says, whosoever shall say to this mountain,
yeah.
be thou removed,
yeah.
cast into the sea, shall not doubt in his
yeah.
heart, but believe those things which he saith shall come to
mm-hmm.
pass. He shall have whatsoever he saith. So basically what you did was that.
Exactly.
But there's always something on the other side of that mountain
mm-hmm.
for you.
Yes.
And you got it.
Yes.
But you not only have healing, you have health.
Amen.
You have health.
Amen.
As our days are, so shall our strength
Amen.
Be.
Amen.
Please call in. I think this is a miracle day for you. It's a miracle day for you. You say, well, you're saying that. Well, why don't you say it? This is my miracle day. Mm-hmm. And call in and tell us the miracle you are receiving that Jesus has provided for you. And don't give me that stuff that you're depressed. You have the mind of Christ. Amen. And we want to pray with you. We want to believe God with you. And we want you to get two or three books because, folks, these are missionaries. Don't you know sick people? Don't you know people who need this? I do. We all do. Pass it on. That's really important. And I have found believers are supposed to pray for the sick. You're a believer? Honey, this will help you pray for the sick.
Right.
Receiving your healing is not complicated. It's as simple as believing and speaking God's word. For your gift of $39 or more, we will send you Dr. Sandra Kennedy's book, The Simplicity of Healing. In this groundbreaking book, you'll learn how God's word is your secret to building an unshakable faith, releasing your faith through confession and declaration, activating the power of agreement. We will also send you Marilyn's Total Healing book and CD teaching set. Through this powerful book and CD set, Marilyn captures the very heart of God's desire for you, total healing in your spirit, soul, and body. She walks you through the practical and spiritual ways God can heal you, giving you the tools you need to pray for total healing in your life and the life of your loved ones. And to complete this great offer, we will include Marilyn's God's Benefit Healing Booklet. God's Word holds the key to your healing and wholeness. Learn how to release its miracle power over every area of your life. Call or click today to receive this valuable resource.
Pastor Sandra, if you don't mind, just take a few moments to pray for each person because they need healing in their bodies and healing all over their lives. So let's pray for them.
You know, no matter where you are, no matter what's happening to you, God is bigger than and greater than any situation that would come your way. So I'm just going to lock my faith in with you, and I want you to agree with me because there's nothing stronger than the prayer of agreement. We agree in the name of Jesus that whatever that thing is, I'll start off with God did not make you sick. God is a healer. He is not somebody who makes you sick. So we come against sickness of any sort, any kind, from the top of your head to the soles of your feet. We curse that thing that has invaded your body. We come against it in the name of Jesus. We command for it to wither and die and get out of your body in the name of Jesus. We call for creative miracles. We call for things that are dead. The Bible says, you know, that He makes dead things come to life again. So whatever is dead in your body is trying to make you even think you're going to die. Just throw it out the window, honey, and call on Jesus. In the name of Jesus, I life you from the top of your head to the soles of your feet with the word of the living God. And I thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen.
I believe this is your miracle day. Put your hand on your heart. Say, I believe this is my miracle day. The best is ahead and the worst is behind. Hello, what's in the future? It's all good. I have a loving Father. He is wild over me today.